Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is November the 29th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Galatians chapters 1 to 3. Seek God's face alone for clear directions. We read in Galatians chapter 1 verses 11 and 12 and verses 15 to 17 like this. The words of Apostle Paul. But I make known to you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached to me is not according to man. For I neither received it from man, nor was I taught it, but it came through the revelation of Jesus Christ. And when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood, nor did I go to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me, but I went to Arabia and returned again to Damascus. Apostle Paul is unique among all the other 11 core apostles of Jesus Christ for many reasons. One, he was the only apostle who was not among the initial 12 apostles, having replaced Judas Iscariot, who killed himself after betraying Jesus. Two, he was the only apostle whom Jesus called through a vision and not in person. Three, he was the only apostle who was an educated Pharisee and a Roman citizen as well. Four, he was the only apostle who was chosen specifically to minister among the Gentiles. And five, he was the only apostle who directly received the gospel through the revelation of Jesus Christ. After his dramatic conversion, Apostle Paul changed his life vocation from being a persecutor of the Christians to becoming a dynamic preacher of the gospel. In the above passage, Paul clarified the source of his gospel message to convince his readers that the gospel he had preached to them was a true gospel and what the false teachers were presenting were heresy. Both his gospel and his commission to preach it came directly from Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road. He did not receive it from traditional sources, nor did he learn it through traditional means. Since his calling had been supernatural, Paul did not need to consult with other people or even seek directions from the other apostles regarding his ministry. His authority came from God alone, and later the Jerusalem apostles merely confirmed it. Paul actually traveled to the deserts of Arabia, where he spent about 3 years in prayer and meditating on God's word, like to the revelation that he had received. God removed the veil from his eyes and revealed many truths to Paul directly. God gave him clear directions concerning some basic elements of Christianity, which are evident in his epistles to the Galatians. Apostle Paul's story gives us a wonderful view of God's purpose in calling us as well, that is to reveal his son in us, that we may represent our Lord Jesus to the world. He reveals Christ in our hearts in order that he may display Christ in and through us to the world, and that God may be glorified through this display. In this day and age, when there is so much liberal theology and dilution of the gospel, we need to faithfully study the scriptures, rightly dividing the word of truth, so that we can detect the toxins of false teachings and proclaim the truth of God's wonderful salvation through faith in Jesus Christ alone. We need to be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit in all walks of our lives. Let us seek God's face alone for clear directions today.